1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh! Did he bring it in? He did!
It is
caught!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon from Pleasant Valley Elementary here in Peters Township, and welcome into the 2026 WPIL softball playoffs. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll take the lid off the 5A tournament main bracket as number 2 Thomas Jefferson takes on number 15 South Fayette. Hi everyone, I'm Bob Gregg. Jason Tennant's our floor director, Noah Tennant on camera. Welcome into the Visit Green County pregame show here on WJPA. Thomas Jefferson, 15-3 champion in Section 4. The Jaguars' only losses were to 3A, number 1, South Park, 4A, number 1, Elizabeth Forward, and 5A, number 5, Baldwin, the team TJ beat to clinch the outright section title nearly now 3 weeks ago. South Fayette's 10-8 coming in. Their 6-4 mark in section play, good for third place behind co-champions West Allegheny and Montour, though the Lions split with both. South Fayette had a shot at sharing that title, but a section finale loss to Upper St. Clair spoiled those hopes. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By Washington and Jefferson College. W&J and Washington, moving forward together. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. And by Eburn Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on eburinsurance.com. We'll look at the rest of the 5A bracket, check our broadcast schedule for the day, and bring you the starting lineups when the Visit Green County pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
5A bracket actually got started yesterday with a 16-17 pigtail game, we called them. And it was number 17 beating number 16, Upper St. Clair. Moon, a 5-4 winner. They take the three-game series during the year. Those two split in section play. And then Moon, a 5-4 winner yesterday. The prize for the Tigers, number 1 seed, Shaler. And Bria Basiljevac. We'll see how that all works out. That game, 5 o'clock start at North Allegheny. The Shaler Moon winner will take on the winner of the Armstrong-Fox Chapel game. That's a 3 o'clock start. That game underway at Plum and in the 8-9 matchup. The 2 seed, the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars, taking on South Fayette. The winner here will take on the winner of a game coming up in just a bit at Gateway. The 7-10 matchup, number 7 Trinity and number 10 Plum. That game on the NFHS network. Nate Rigotti standing by there when West Allegheny and Latrobe finish up. Speaking of the 4 seed West Allegheny, leading 10-1 on Latrobe now in the sixth inning West Allegheny up on the 13 seed Greater Latrobe. Winner of the West A Latrobe game gets number five Baldwin or number 12 Kiski area. Those two playing right now at Norwin. And three seed is Penn Trafford. The Warriors will take on number 14 Connellsville, 5 o'clock at Norwin. And that winner, Penn Trafford Connellsville winner, will get either number 6 Montour or number 11 North Hills. Those two playing at the moment at the University of North Allegheny. Our broadcast schedule, busy day today, but we're just getting started. We had 6 games between Washington and Greene County's broadcast for you yesterday, and we have 6 more on the docket today. West Allegheny Greater Latrobe going on right now in the 5A bracket. Our game about to start, originally a 4 o'clock start on the bracket release, but then that got changed to 4:30, TJ and South Fayette. Coming up at 4:45 at Gateway, it's number 7 Trinity, number 10 Plum. And then here tonight, listed still as a 6 p.m. start, but better be a run rule in a pretty big hurry at 1 to pull that little magic off. Cannon McMillan and Mount Lebanon. That's actually in the quarterfinals in the 6A bracket. Baseball action today. Game broadcast underway. Charleroi and Mount Pleasant. That at WMJ's Ross Memorial Park. And that will be followed by a 3A first round matchup featuring the number 1 seed Avonworth Antelopes and number 16 Waynesburg. That has a 6:30 start time planned. All kind of action coming up Thursday. Quiet day on the local front for baseball and softball on Wednesday. But come Thursday, 3A first-round games, 1A, 2A, a whole bunch of them. We have 4 Washington County teams gathering at Trinity Middle School in a twin bill. Bentworth-Burgettstown at 5, Chartres-Houston-Washington at 7 o'clock. We'll have both of those games on WJPA. We'll also be looking at the 3A matchups for McGuffey and for Charleroi. And also in the 1A bracket, Beth Center's taking on Southside. That game at Cannon McMillan's home field. And out of Greene County, number 5, Jeff Morgan, trying to play their way into the quarters to join Carmichael's in West Greene. Jeff Morgan will take on Leechburg. And just so you know, today's 5A softball winners also go to Thursday. So you can do all the figuring there as to what that might add into our coverage plans when we get there. Time to take a look at the Valley View Farms starting lineups. First of all, for the South Fayette Lions and Olet Stasko, 10-8 mark on the year. Leading off will be the left fielder, number 2, Julia Dzicki, followed by second baseman Liv Benacki and the center fielder Cam Valentino. Third baseman Evie Vono bats fourth, followed by the shortstop Caroline Kelly and the designated player McKenna Galish. Right fielder Julia Munkittrick is in the 7th spot, followed by first baseman Addie Vieira and the catcher Lexi Sipos. The flex player is the pitcher Emma Early. For the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars and state championship winning coach Heidi Karcher, Jags 15-3 on the year. They'll lead off second baseman Riley Nemchek, to be followed by center fielder Sophia Janosko and the shortstop Addie Bracco. First baseman Cam Noterer in the 4 spot, followed by the catcher Gemma Danko and third baseman Zoe DeCastro. Left fielder Madden Stanek bats 7th, designated player G. Mendel in the 8th spot, followed by right fielder Ryland Donahue. The flex player is the pitcher Aubrey Schaefer. This game in a broadcast rights to it, the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2026. And we have our first final of the day, West Allegheny, an 11-1, 6-inning victory against Greater Latrobe. That game just wrapped up. We'll get you back here to Pleasant Valley after this timeout on the Visit Greene County pregame show on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And we're going to scour the available resources of the Randy Gore uncle's creation, the World Wide Web, and see what else we can find on action today. Randy Gore's uncle created the internet. Didn't you know that? Al Gore? There. That's an internal joke, I guess. Speaking of Randy Gore, he's going to do some work for us come Monday. He's going to be busy between Thursday and Sunday nights with the NCAA Regional Baseball Division III tournament at W&J College. The president's winning the hosting rights for that game. To get this one underway, Aubrey Schaefer in the circle for Thomas Jefferson. Gemma Danko is catching. Infield from first around to third, Cam Noderer, Riley Nemchek, Zoe DeCastro at the bases, and Addie Bracco, the shortstop. Madden Stanek in left, Sophia Janosko, the center fielder, and Rylan Donahue is in right field. Big thank you to Visit Greene for sponsoring our pregame show all season long here on the WJPA Sports Network, and to Valley View Farms presenting our starting lineups. Man, we already have a player of the game, but I don't think Charlie is playing today, but he came back. He keeps coming back. All right. Not really sure where that came from, and oh, I'll tell you why. I'm looking at the wrong screen. That's why that's happening. Nate Rigotti flashing that up there. And Charlie did play in that game. Sorry about that. We're ready to go. All right, enough of this frivolity. It's been a long week today. Left fielder Juliet Dzicki to lead off for South Fayette. Lions 10-8, Thomas Jefferson 15-3, but what matters to both of them is what happens today. You got to win twice to get to have a shot to go to the state tournament. You got to get to the semifinals, unlike basketball. First pitch underway, up and out from Aubrey Schaefer, and we are indeed underway here at Pleasant Valley. And 2 minutes early. 1-0 swung on and missed. Taylor Haught calling the balls and strikes. Ken Thomas on the line at first at the moment. David Gatling wearing the blue on the third base line here in this all-turf surface. Schaefer brings a fastball probably below the knees, and Dzicki couldn't find the measure of it. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. Right-hander Schaefer deals up and away. Let's see if we can't zoom in a little bit more on that home plate area with our shotgun microphone. Two balls, two strikes. Schaefer's pitch. Dzicki swings and misses. And that's the first out of the ball game. Well, ball running right down the edge of the plate, and Dzicki couldn't time it up. So strikeout for Schaefer. One out here in the South Fayette first. Bring up second baseman Liv Benacki. Nothing but strikes so far here as Schaefer ran that one in on the inside edge. Swing and a miss. A little humpback to that pitch. There we go. A little sensitive dial there. All good. No balls and two strikes to Benacki. Schaefer's 0-2. Brought it right over the heart of the plate. Swing and miss. Two strikeouts. Two outs here in the first. That ball actually leaked back over the plate. Danko wanted it maybe in the river, maybe just off the plate. But got a good portion of the white slab of vulcanized rubber. Center fielder Cam Valentino, left-handed batter, stands in. Swing and a miss. Good breeze blowing here atop the hill behind Pleasant Valley Elementary, and it is blowing right into the umpire and catcher's faces. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. And gonna rock and roll on our covering here as well. No balls, two strikes. It's been all Aubrey Schaefer so far. Took a little something off and just missed off the edge. Dzicki, Benacki, strikeout. Comes a 1-2, swing and a miss, like under the two before. 1-2-3 goes South Fayette. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Your score, South Fayette nothing. Thomas Jefferson coming to bat on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes, man? Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Go to the bottom of the first inning, and Riley Nemchek to stand in. Emma Early in the circle. She's completed her warm-up tosses. Winds and deals. Bunt shown. Pitch misses low for a ball. Lexi Sipos behind the plate. Addie Vieira at first. Liv Benacki at second. Evie Vono at third. And Caroline Kelly, the South Fayette shortstop. Check this outfield in a minute. Pitch to Nemchek. Falls off the table, misses low, two balls and no strikes. Julia Dzicki in left, Cam Valentino is the center fielder, not far from us. And Julia Munkittrick is in right. 2-0, slapped wide of third, foul. Knocked down by Coach Karcher. It'll be Nemchek, Janosko, and Bracco here in the first inning for Thomas Jefferson. And that just steady breeze here, top of the hill. Off-speed pitch misses low and away. And now 3-1. Showed bunt on the first pitch. Slapped the 2-1 or 1-1 offering. Ball misses high and tight for ball four. Nemchek with the leadoff walk. Sophia Janosko comes to the plate. Early's first pitch in for a strike. Runner on the move. Slides in well ahead of the throw. Stolen base. Good speed in the top part of the batting order. ...27 stolen bases this year. Now for Riley Nemchek. Pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Sipes. And easily into third on the wild pitch goes Nemchek. Pressure on the defense right off the bat. A runner at third and nobody out. 1-1 swung on and missed. Now 1-2. Early rocks and deals. 1-2. Check swing. They're going to appeal that. And yeah, it definitely went around the strikeout of Janosko. So Nemchek still at third with now one out. Addy Bracco to the plate. Pitch misses off the edge. Here comes the 1-0 delivery. Strike called. Count even up at 1-1. Bunt shown. Bunt put down. Flip to home. Off the mark. Going to be sacrifice. RBI. Error pitcher. And a run in for Thomas Jefferson. Walk, stolen base, a wild pitch, and now a sacrifice E1. Cam Noderer to the plate now. Runner at second and one out. First pitch to Noderer. Strike called. Left-handed hitting first baseman for Thomas Jefferson. Early's 0-1 swung on, 0-2 now. A run in, a runner at second, and one out here in the bottom of the first. Noderer swings and misses. She's the second strikeout victim for Early. Two outs here in the first. And the batter is Gemma Danko. Danko, one of a number of TJ players with a 450-plus batting average. Takes the first pitch low for a ball. Let me correct myself, 440 plus. The 1-0 checked off. Pitch misses high. Had a notion but did not offer. Early's 2-0 to the plate. That's in for a called strike. On the lower part of the zone, inside half of the plate. Ball, right-handed pitcher, that tailed back into the right-handed batter. Ball stroke, going to find turf in left center field. Cut off by Valentino, but not nearly in time to stop the run. Gemma Danko with an RBI single. It's 2-0. Thomas Jefferson, that ball coming right at our broadcast vantage point. But good job there by Valentino. If she doesn't cut that off, it's off to the races. We're going to get at least two bases out of that. Looks like a runner at first base. Going to be Peyton Williams running for the catcher. Courtesy runner. The run scored by Bracco is an unearned run, by the way, and that's because she reached base because of an error. First hit of the game for either team, delivered by Danko. Williams the runner at first. First pitch to Zoe DiCastro, in for a strike. Taylor Hott looked at that a long time, but left with the ball call. Ball off the edge. Ball on a strike to count. South Fayette wearing the Hunter Greens today. Ball popped foul. That's heading down the walkway, down to the overflow parking lot. Ball and two strikes now. Lions in the Hunter Green uniforms with the white trim. Meanwhile, Thomas Jefferson wearing the home whites lettered in gold. 1-2 to the plate in the turf. On the move, on the pitch, was Williams, who will get a stolen base. She's two stations away from adding on to the TJ lead. On the break, I'm going to recalculate that. The decision there, sacrifice, fielder's choice, put Bracco on. The E1 allowed her to go to second. We'll evaluate whether that should have been a earned run or not. Ball popped up, foul, going to hit the backside of the restroom building and concession stand here at Pleasant Valley. Count holds at 1-2. Early made what she thought was the only play, tried to cut down the runner and threw wildly at home instead of getting the out at first. Ball skied into center field. Cam Valentino calls for and makes the grab to end the inning, but not before Thomas Jefferson scores twice on just one hit. There was an error and a runner left on. We've played one. Thomas Jefferson 2, South Fayette nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. PowerOfBowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
And we go to the top of the second. South Fayette looking for their first base runner. They find themselves down 2-0. First pitch strike to Evie Vano. Three strikeouts in that top of the first inning for Aubrey Schaefer. Swing and a miss, and now 0-2 on Vano. Right-hander winds and deals. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Four straight strikeouts to open the game. Caroline Kelly, the shortstop, due up. Looked like a late decision. Pitch may have been just off the edge of the plate, but swung on and missed. Kelly stands in, first pitch off speed and off the mark. Ball one. Check a 3A baseball score. Pitch runs inside for a ball to Kelly. 2-0. 3A 8-9 matchup. Charleroi leading Mount Pleasant 2-0. That game in the home half of the fourth. Mount Pleasant, the 8 seed. They are the home team in that game. Another off-speed pitch. This one down the edge of the plate for a called strike. 2-1. One out, top of the second inning. TJ with a 2-0 lead, trying to protect that. Swing and a miss. Kelly, like her four teammates who have batted ahead of her, can't find the measure of these Schaefer pitches. Comes the 2-2. That misses up and away. Winner of this game will play Thursday against the winner of the upcoming game at Gateway between Trinity and Plum. Pitch misses low, ball four. First base runner of the afternoon. Caroline Kelly got in front in the count 2-0 and then able to work her way to a walk. That'll bring up McKenna Galish, the designated player. Left-handed batter, stands in for the first time. Bunt shown, runner gets off the bag at first, but does not run, and no offer to bunt on the pitch. One oh, off the mark, low and away, ball two. Thomas Jefferson's losses only to the one seeds in the 3 and 4A brackets and to Baldwin, first time through section play. Bunt bump popped up. Catcher Danko comes out to make the grab. Second out. Julia Munkittrick, the right fielder, to bat now. Runner still at first, and two outs in the inning. Swing and a miss. Knee-high fastball. Good delivery there from Schaefer. Brought the heat. It's about as hard a pitch as we've seen from Schaefer here in the early part of the ball game. Took a little walk. Top of the circle. Now toes the rubber. Brings the 0-1. Pitch right down the, just caught the outside edge. And now it's 0-2. O-2 pitch, swing and a miss. The pitch went to the backstop. Catcher Danko able to get the throw to Noderer in time to end the inning. Get a look at that. Just a swing and a miss, and just not caught by Danko. And the late recognition by the batter Munkittrick, and thrown out at first base to end the inning. A walk, a runner left on for South Fayette. We've played two. Thomas Jefferson, we played one and a half. Thomas Jefferson leading South Fayette 2-0 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Bottom of the second inning. Madden Stanek, the left fielder, to lead off. Stanek takes up and in from early. Ball skied straight back, foul, and out of play. Ball and two strikes. Stanek ready, early, misses wide. 2-2 the count. Early's 2-2 pitch popped up in the home plate area. Sipos goes back toward the backstop and makes the catch. Foul out. First out here in the second. Designated player G. Mendel to bat now. Interesting start to the windup by Early. Early winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Ball in on the hands and up to Mendel, the designated player. Many times Early will put the right foot on the rubber, lean forward, and lift her left leg up to start her windup. Took a little something off. And pitch misses outside for a ball, 1-1. Ball and a strike to the eight hitter. Skied in the infield. Second baseman Banacki makes the catch. Two down. And now the nine hitter, Ryland Donahue, due up. One final score in this 5A bracket already. West Allegheny, an 11-1 winner over Latrobe. Six inning victory. Speed pitch drops in for a called strike to Donahue. Two outs here in the TJ second. Jags with two runs in the first. Ball fouled off to the backstop screen. And now an 0-2 count. Everybody back into position. Donahoe awaits. Early winds and deals. Ball fouled off. That one's heading down the walkway. Multi-use facility here, as we showed you in our opening. There's football lines. There are soccer lines. Softball layout in the corner. Ball fouled off by Donahoe. Staying alive. Pitch from Early. Swing and a miss to end the inning. Third strikeout of the game for Emma Early. We've played two. Your score is Thomas Jefferson in front of South Fayette. Teams go to the dugouts in the end of the second. Okay, we'll just keep it here. How about that? We'll keep it here. Let's update where we are. It's like end of four innings at W&J as Charleroi survives a bases-loaded Mount Pleasant situation. And Cougars lead 2-0 there at the end of four. Coming up in just a bit at Gateway should be Trinity and Plum in this 5A softball bracket. Eight, nine, and one due up for South Fayette against Aubrey Schaefer. Allowed only one base runner so far. That happening on the walk with one out in the second. Pitch in for a strike to Addie Vieira. Schaefer leans back, rocks and deals, 0-1. Tails back over the plate, 0-2. O-2 pitch, leaning out over and taking that. Vieira, nice job there to not offer it, that pitch that was running away. Ball and two strikes. Leadoff batter here, the eight hitter, Addie Vieira. Fouls it off the backstop screen. Sorry about the extra noise there, partner. Ball and two strikes. The count to Addie Vieira stands back in. She's ready. Schaefer winds and deals. Took something off that, missed it wide. 2-2 the count. Two nothing lead for Thomas Jefferson. South Fayette trying to change that here. Swing and a miss. Good fastball at the knees, inner half. Six strikeouts now for Aubrey Schaefer. Right-hander winds and deals. And the nine-hitter catcher, Lexi Sipas, to the plate. Runs up, takes the pitch. Below the knees for ball one. Top of the third inning, we play seven innings by regulation. We'll go extras if we're tied there. As a game or two yesterday, I saw one that went 10. Off-speed pitch also out of the zone, this time high. So 2-0 the count to Lexi Sipas. Game can be shortened as the West Allegheny game was to five or six innings by a 10-run margin. Can be shortened even further by a 15-run lead to three or four innings. Schaefer walked off the pitching rubber, thought about it again, and went back up and delivered a strike looking. 2-1 the count now. Two-one misses low and away. Nine-hitter Sipas is the catcher, showing a great knowledge of the strike zone. And laying off pitches from Schaefer, not in that zone. Comes the 3-1 run up, a little slap attempt by Sipas. Comes up empty. Count now full 3-2. And if memory serves me correctly, Kelly's walk was on a 3-2 pitch. Comes 3-2 to the plate. Below the knees, ball four. Another look at that, would you, Jason? Yep, that ball tailed down right at the very end. Second walk of the game allowed by Schaefer. And now we go back to the top of the order. Juliet Dzicki to stand back in. She struck out to open the ball game. Courtesy runner for the catcher at first. And now a little discussion in the circle. Catcher Danko coming out to chat with Schaefer. I have no idea. That's like what happens with girls basketball. You can't see. Brenna Dunn, maybe? All right. Batter is Dzicki. Bunts it in the air. Popped up to third. Runner gets back to first safely. Second bunt attempt with a pop out. This time it's Dzicki popping out to third baseman DeCastro. A two out and a runner at first. The batter is Benacki. Hits one in the air to left center field. That's going to split the outfielders and hop over the fence. It's going to be a book rule double. The runner's going to be held at third. She would have scored easily were it not for the high bounce that took it over the home run fence. And with that, Brenna Dunn having to return to third. So Benacki split Stanek and Janosko almost perfectly. And that ball one hopped over the home run fence. And by rule, two bases from where everybody started. That'll bring up Cam Valentino with runners at second and third and two out. Schaefer's first pitch low and away for a ball. Good scramble by Danko to get out and snare that pitch in the turf. All turf surface here, so maybe get a little bigger hop than you would off of a natural surface. Fastball misses low. And again, Taylor Haught just staring at that. And Brenna Dunn, the courtesy runner for catcher Sipes. Ball skied foul territory and going to drift over onto the adjacent field. 2-1 now on the three-hitter, Cam Valentino, left-handed hitting center fielder. Schaefer winds and deals the 2-1. Valentino swings and misses. After one out, Lexi Sipes drew a walk on a 3-2 pitch. Gave way to the courtesy runner Dunn. Pop out on a bunt, and then the double to the gap in left center field, but the ball hopping over the fence means it was a book rule double. Three balls, two strikes. Valentino fouls the pitch off. Base is open, so if you're TJ, a walk, not the worst thing that could happen here. Evie Vano waiting on deck. Hope she gets a chance to bat in this frame. Schaefer trying to keep that from happening. Strike three called just above the knees to end the inning. Seven strikeouts in the game. First hit of the afternoon for South Fayette. But the book rule double leaves two runners stranded on base. We played 2.5. Thomas Jefferson 2, South Fayette nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Green County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Go to the bottom of the third to the top of the batting order for Thomas Jefferson. Riley Nemchek, who scored the game's first run after a walk. And she comes on here to bat for the second time. Officials wanted a gate closed, which... Okay. It's out of play. I'm not sure why that one matters, but all right. Nemchek stands in against Emma Early. Shows bunt, puts it down. Third baseman Vano comes up throwing late. Base hit. Bunt single for Riley Nemchek. Already has picked up one stolen base, and she can fly. And will likely be off and running here. Nemchek, the team leader in stolen bases, picked up number 27 back in the bottom of the first. Ball skied second base bag area. Shortstop Kelly steps over the bag and onto the first base side of second and makes the catch. One out. First pitch swinging. Janoska, tough place to bat in that two spot behind Nemchek because she wants to run, but your best pitch may be the one you see first. Nemchek on the move, throw down to second, not in time, a little closer than that first effort, but the steal for Nemchek successful. Ball and no strikes. Pitch misses high, 2-0 now to Addie Bracco. Plum scores a run in the top of the first, and the Mustangs lead Trinity 1-0 in this 5A bracket. Winner of our game, winner of that game, meet on Thursday. Site and time to be determined. Bunt shown, pitch taken, runner going. Ball gets away. Stolen base, error catcher. And it's 3-0 TJ. And a walk to Bracco. Second walk of the game allowed by Early. Second error on South Fayette. Batter now is Cam Noder, takes the first pitch for ball one. Mentioned I would reconsider whether that the second run, the one scored by Bracco in that first inning, was earned or unearned. I'm going to leave it unearned because her bunt should have gotten an out. The fact that Early tried to go home and threw it widely, I'm going to just leave that error impacting the earned or unearned status. Swing and a miss. Runner on the move. Throw cut off by the shortstop in front of the bag. Stolen base for Addie Bracco. Now a runner at second. Ball and two strikes, the count. Here comes the pitch just off the edge. Boy, the Lions thought they had Noder rung up there, but didn't get it. 2-2, a run in, a runner at second, and one out here in the TJ third. Swing and a miss, and they'll get the out here. Four strikeouts in the game for Emma Early. And the batter now is Gemma Danko. Danko had an RBI single, her first at bat. Opportunity to replicate that. Base hit came with two outs. Pitch goes to the backstop, and Bracco into third. A wild pitch. That, by the way, will make the run scored in this inning an earned run now. Nemchek should have still been at third base, but that wild pitch would have scored her. Ball skied to right center field. Backing up, making the catch, Munkittrick to end the inning. The fly out to right ends the TJ third, but the Jags add a run on one hit. There was an error and one left on base. We've played three. Thomas Jefferson, 3. South Fayette, nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Top of the fourth, middle part of the South Fayette batting order, 4-5-6, Vaughn O'Kelly and Galish to stand in. After five innings, 3A baseball, Charleroi still leading Mount Pleasant 2-0. That's the 9-8 matchup, Charleroi the 9 seed, so they are the visiting team. Trinity batting in the bottom of the first against Plum. Plum with a run in the top of that first inning. And the Mustangs lead 1-0. Ball popped up. Foul territory. Going to drift back out of play. Winner of the Trinity Plum game gets the winner of our game. Site and time to be determined on Thursday. And I got to tell you, with West Allegheny winning today, if Baldwin wins today and say Trinity wins, I would not be surprised to see that doubleheader here. Pitch misses outside. Plum going to have something to say about that because they lead Trinity in the first. Pitch to the plate fouled off straight back by Vaughno. 2-2 the count. Action all across the league today. 6A softball quarterfinals. Norwin Pine Richland at 5. That game at Plum. Cannon McMillan Mount Lebanon here scheduled for 6 o'clock. That's starting in 45 minutes. I don't think so. 5A softball full 16-team bracket today. 5A baseball preliminaries and 3A baseball all in that same situation. Swing and a miss. And Vaughno down on strikes. 8 strikeouts for Aubrey Schaefer. Not quite halfway through. Ten outs recorded, 8 of them by strikeout. The other 2, bunt pop-ups. Caroline Kelly stands in. Kelly takes down and in for ball one. South Fayette with a one-out base runner in the second, had one-out base runner in the third, then two on after the book rule double, two on with two out, but couldn't score. Pitch misses low and in for ball two. Kelly walked her first time up and was stranded. Lions have had three base runners through the first three full innings and stranded them. Kelly swings and misses at a waist-high Schaefer heater. Two balls, one strike. Schaefer ready and deals. Ball lifted foul and out of play. Now the count even. Six different players have fanned against Schaefer. Two of them have gone down on strikes twice. Pitch misses outside. Kelly, that good eye, drew the walk in that first. And now for the second time, works the count full to 3-2. Plum and Trinity at the end of one. 1-0 Plum. They go to the second. Line shot. Second baseman Nemchek ranges behind the first baseman Noterer and handles the line out. Two out in the inning. McKenna Galish comes to the plate. After the Kelly walk in the second, Galish tried to bunt her up, but popped that bunt up in the air. Catcher Danko made the grab. First pitch in for a strike. Charleroi has added a run to its lead against Mount Pleasant. 3A baseball, 3-0 there. Top six, swing and a miss, and Galish finds herself in an 0-2 hole. Nobody on and two out in the South Fayette fourth inning. Swing and a miss. Nine strikeouts now. The seventh different batter to strike out against Aubrey Schaefer as South Fayette retired in order. We played 3.5. Thomas Jefferson 3, South Fayette nothing here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My favorite thing about playing high school sports is definitely the community it builds.
It's taught me leadership. It's taught me resilience.
Many people might go on to not play collegiately, but they can take a lot of skills that they learn and use it in their professional life, in their future careers.
High school sports are worth protecting because it gives students an outlet to grow, to become a leader, to become what they want to be.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advanced from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Go to the bottom of the fourth. Zoe DeCastro will lead off for Thomas Jefferson. And again, gate issue. That gate is well down the left field line and out of play. I believe it's beyond the out of play line that extends the fence line. First pitch to DeCastro, misses low for a ball. Come on, Early deals. DeCastro strokes one in the air to right. Munkintrick, good read on it right off the bat. Took a couple of hard steps back and then froze in place. Ball just like that ended the third inning and now opens the fourth. One out here in the TJ fourth inning. Madden Stanek coming to the plate. Stanek fouled out to the catcher. Not on a bunt. Hit a sky-high foul ball. But Sipes able to handle that. Now catcher blocks a pitch in the turf. Ball one. Early deals, right down the middle, strike. Yeah. Guessing Stanek was looking for that good early fastball, but that changeup groove right down the middle of the plate. Another off-speed pitch, tails back in for strike two. Well, we got a great look at the home plate area. You can see the dish itself, the batter's box lines, and that the brown turf area called the river between the plate and those lines. Pitchers want to make a living in the river. Ball fouled off by Stanek. Stays alive at 1-2. One out, nobody on for the Jags. Bottom of the fourth. Pitch misses high. Two balls, two strikes. Early to the plate, misses way low. That ball in the turf. Ball popped up third base side, foul territory, and actually hit the top of the fence. Addy Vieira tried to haul it in, but just didn't get there in time. Ball stayed in the field of play, but Vieira just couldn't make the catch. And our delay here because gate came open. Every time somebody comes into the fan area out here, that gate gets open and then doesn't get closed. Pitch called, strike three. Getting the lower part of the strike zone there. Five strikeouts in the game for Early. That's the first one looking. Two out here in the TJ fourth. Eight hitter G. Mendel comes to the plate. Mendel popped up to second her first time up. Takes this pitch in for a called strike. Plum has added a run in the top of the second inning to lead Trinity. Now 2-0. Pitch back to the circle. Ball knocked down on the throw from Early to first baseman Vieira. And couldn't make the grab, the low throw, and in and out of the glove there. My apologies earlier, I said Vieira on that foul ball. It was, in fact, Vono at third trying to handle that. So the E1 has Mendel aboard. Third South Fayette error of the game. Pitch to the nine-hitter Donahoe, in for a called strike. Two on a runner at first. Pitch drops below the knees for a ball, 1-1. And you look at that pitch and the one that Stanek was called out on, both about the same place. The difference here, stroke down the left field line, base hit by Donahoe. Had him to stop at second. That play in front of her was Mendel. So two on and two out, but back to the top of the order. And the speedy Riley Nemchek to bat for the third time in four innings. Just real quickly, back the difference between the pitch called a ball to Donahoe here and the one that Stanek was called out on was how much taller, higher the knees are for Donahoe than the left fielder for TJ. Wild pitch advances the two runners. When now you lose the force out. And TJ with two outs, chance here to break it open, but swing and a miss by Nemchek. Pitch to the plate, swung on and missed. And board tells me 2-2. Is that where we're at, partner? 1-2. Yeah, we're 1-2. I do believe. Early's pitch, lifted foul off the bat, and that out of play. Count holds. Emma Early trying to keep this deficit at 3-0. Pitch to Nemchek, rides high for a ball. Early's 3-2 delivery. Nemchek waves and misses, and the side is retired. A couple of strikeouts in the inning. Thomas Jefferson, no runs, a hit. There was an error and two left on base. We played four complete. Thomas Jefferson, 3. South Fayette, nothing. Here on the WJVA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Go to the South Fayette fifth inning. Lions trailing 3-0, and they're at the bottom part of the batting order. Julia Munkittrick to lead off. Struck out to end the second on the play. The ball hopped out of the catcher's glove and went to the backstop, and Munkittrick didn't realize it right away and then got thrown out. Swing and a miss. Ball and a strike. Plum has scored two more runs in the top half of the second. Plum leading Trinity 4-0 and still batting. Pitch up and away for a ball. 2-1. And the Plum Trinity winner gets our winner on Thursday. Line shot past the pitcher, Schaefer, into center field. Leadoff single for the seven hitter, Munkittrick. First time today that South Fayette has gotten a leadoff batter aboard. We'll bring up the eight hitter, Addie Vieira. Vieira struck out in her only at bat. Two hits in the game for South Fayette, but those coming in the last six batters. Bookrule double for Benacki in the third and a leadoff single for Munkittrick here in the fifth. No balls and a strike. The count to Vieira. Pitch up and away. 1-1. Schaefer reaching for the rosin bag. Now steps and winds. 1-1, pop foul. Back over the first base dugout. Cannon McMillan and Mount Lebanon due up. And second game here at Pleasant Valley. That in the 6A quarterfinals. Ball looped in the air. First baseman backpedaling. Good job there by Cam Noderer to get back to that ball. First out of the inning. Trying to figure out what home plate umpire Taylor Hott was doing. Went for quite a walk, actually. Didn't know if we had an unruly fan or something along those lines, but the answer is no, just needed a couple of softballs. Fastball misses low and away to Lexi Sipas. Nine hitter. 3A baseball. Charleroi and Mount Pleasant go to the seventh inning. Charleroi, the visiting team, leading there 3-0. Ball slapped foul just past the end of the third base dugout. Count even up at a ball and a strike. Leadoff single, but a pop-up has that runner Munkittrick still at first base with one out. Ground ball. Just wide of third. Another slap attempt. Just missed it. Count now 1-2. Schaefer's ready. Sipas ready as well. 1-2. Strike three looking. 10 strikeouts. Two out here in the fifth. That leadoff single. That runner still at first base. Back to the top of the order. Juliet Dzicki takes a first pitch low for ball one. Strikeout and a bunt pop out in her two at bats. Dzicki swings and misses. Count even up at a ball and a strike. South Fayette finished a game back of West Allegheny and Montour. Swing and a miss. Dzicki behind now 1-2. But had they not lost to Upper St. Clair, their section finale back on April 20th, it would have been a three-way tie for that section title. Swing and a miss. Schaefer gave up the leadoff single but stranded that runner at first. We played 4.5. Thomas Jefferson 3, South Fayette nothing. On the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426. ValleyViewFarmVenue.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, TJ will look to add to its 3-0 lead. Speaking of adding to leads, Plum keeps piling on, leading Trinity 5-0, top of the second, and still batting. First pitch in for a called strike. Sophia Janosko, the batter. Pitch in the dirt from early. Evens the count at 1-1. Thomas Jefferson, 2 in the first, 1 in the third. South Fayette with the runners in the second, third, and fifth innings. Check swing, foul ball right in the home plate area. 1-2 the count on Janosko. 2-3-4 hitters due up here for the Jags. One and two. Early's pitch taken for strike three. 7 strikeouts in the game now for Emma Early. By the way, Schaefer's strikeout of DeZicke to end the top of this inning was her 11th strikeout of the game. One out in the TJ fifth. Addie Bracco stands in. Takes an off-speed pitch for a called strike. Early delivers. Ball skied here to center field. Valentino has plenty of room and time. Makes the grab for the second out. Big high fly ball off the bat of Bracco. Kim Noderer comes to the plate now. She has struck out twice in the game against Emma Early. Left-handed batter takes a pitch in the turf. Comes a 1-0. Fouled off. That one came back and got home plate umpire Taylor Hott. Inkett came flush to the mask. Off the bat, right off the grill protector. 1-1 swung on and missed, and now Noderer behind in the count. One ball, two strikes. Early with that leg lift, now winds, misses wide to the left-handed hitter. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch from Early. That's way high. And now a full count. Thomas Jefferson leading here 3-0. Ball fouled off straight back. Count holds at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Early gets the sign that right-hander deals. Ball lifted foul, and they'll do it all over again. Trinity now batting in the bottom of the second inning. Plum with a 5-0 lead, 1 in the first, and 4 runs scored in the top of the second. Another 3-2 pitch, ball stroked, coming in and carrying on out to Munkittrick. Nice job. She's gone back a couple of times to handle balls, and this time comes in to handle that line drive that was running out of gas as TJ retired in order in the fifth inning. We've played 5. Thomas Jefferson, 3, South Fayette, nothing, on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
End of five here at Pleasant Valley in the 5A first round matchup. Number 2, Thomas Jefferson, with a 3-0 lead on the 15 seed South Fayette Lions. End of two innings at Gateway, also in the 5A bracket, the 7-10 pairing, as number 10 Plum leading Trinity 5-0 after two. Liv Benacki stands in to lead off the South Fayette sixth inning, takes the first pitch high for ball one. Benacki with that book rule double her last time up. Swings and misses. Comes up empty. If it had stayed in play, it would have driven in a run for South Fayette. Who knows from there? It may have ended up being three bases for the batter, but because it hopped over the fence, two bases for the batter and runners who were aboard, and you go two bases from where you started the play. Two balls and a strike. Up and away, ball three to Benacki. Also struck out her first time up. Aubrey Schaefer started the game with 4 straight strikeouts and has struck out 11 through 5 innings. So that's 11 strikeouts of the 15 outs recorded. Benacki takes down and in, ball 4. Third walk of the game allowed by Schaefer. That'll bring up the center fielder, Cam Valentino. Good speed in the batter's box. Ball is bunted. Catcher Danko picks it up, but called foul. Danko must have still been, the ball must have still been behind home plate there. A couple of bunt attempts have led to pop outs for South Fayette. This time it's swinging away. Valentino fouls it off, and the count goes to 0-2. Schaefer ready to go. 0-2 popped up. Foul territory, third base side. And DeCastro goes over and actually ran into the fence. The ball dropped on the other side for the foul ball. Second consecutive inning that South Fayette has gotten a leadoff batter aboard. Leadoff single for Julia Munkintrick in the fifth inning, but she was stranded at third when the inning ended. Another 0-2 pitch misses outside, just off the edge, 1-2. Well, somebody must have said something in the TJ dugout. Taylor Haught turned and stared that direction for a moment. Comes the 1-2, hit on the ground, foul, wide of first. And that one going right for Noah Tennant. Count holds at 1-2. Aubrey Schaefer, with that runner still at first, winds and deals to the plate. Swing and a miss. Took something off, and Valentino out in front and underneath it for the 12th strikeout of the game. Third time Valentino down on strikes. Going to bring up Evie Vano. Vano takes a pitch into turf, ball one. Snared by catcher Danko. Ball lifted in the air to right. Donahoe, trouble with it, and in and out of the glove. Runner at first will end up at third, and on the throw there, Vano ends up going to second base. I think high fly ball, Donahoe just kind of drifted, and ball probably should have been caught. Two base error, and now the tying run comes to the plate. Banacki to third, Vano to second on the E9. South Fayette, winners of their last three regular season games, victories against Mars, Hampton, and Frazier, and a 7-2 stretch to finish. One out here in the South Fayette sixth inning. Runners at second and third to Caroline Kelly. Kelly hits a line drive. It's going to find turf. Two runs are going to score. It's a one-run ball game. Kelly with a two-run single. And the tying run on base for South Fayette. That'll bring up McKenna Galish. Galish takes the first pitch off the edge for ball one. Galish swings and misses. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Plum continuing to add on. Two more runs in the top of the third against Trinity. Plum leads there, and that as the 10 seed, leading 7-0. Swing and a miss. Galish comes up empty. She's now in a 1-2 hole. Schaefer started to step on the pitching rubber, then stepped back. Galish back in the box. Swing and a foul tip. And Galish down on strikes. Baker's dozen, 13 strikeouts on the afternoon for Aubrey Schaefer. Julia Munkittrick to bat now, singled to lead off the fifth inning. Batting here with the tying run at first base. Pitch misses low for a ball. Walk, strikeout, fly ball, two base error, two run single. And then a strikeout. That's how we got where we are here in the sixth. Pitch in for a strike at the knees. Throw back to Schaefer, almost got away. Munkittrick awaits. Swings and misses. 1-2 the count now. And again, Schaefer steps off. And then she's ready to go. The batter just gets back in the box, and Schaefer's ready to bring it. Fastball misses high. 2-2. I don't know if she got the pitch signal from the dugout and then changed her mind about it. Now it looks like everybody's ready to go again. Here comes the 2-2 to the plate. Munkittrick pops it foul. That's going to get back out of play. Two balls and two strikes. If there was some confusion on the field about that, but Taylor Haught making sure everybody has that same count. 2-2 up and away, ball three. Three walks in the game allowed by Schaefer. Now a 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, doesn't walk the fourth here. Three strikeouts in the frame, but South Fayette plates two runs on one hit. There was an error and a runner left on. To the bottom of the sixth, score now, Thomas Jefferson 3, South Fayette 2 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Check games in action. Plum 7, Trinity nothing. That game now going to the bottom of the third at Gateway. Bottom of the seventh inning at W&J's Ross Memorial Park. Mount Pleasant has scored twice, batting with two outs. Charleroi leading Mount Pleasant 4-2 in that first round 3A baseball game. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Thomas Jefferson pretty much had been sailing along and had a 3-0 lead, but that all changed in the top of the frame. They still have the lead, but it's 3-2. And coming to the plate here is Gemma Danko. Danko a single and a fly out in her two at-bats. Takes the first pitch inside for ball one. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. 1-0 fouled off straight back, evens the count at a ball and a strike. And that Charleroi game has gone final. Charleroi a 4-2 win over Mount Pleasant. Pitch to the plates in the turf for a ball. 2-1. That's the second final score we have on the afternoon. Another one was in this 5A softball bracket. West Allegheny, an 11-1 winner over Latrobe. 2-1, we'll hump back, change up in for a called strike. Gemma Danko leading off the TJ's sixth inning. Ball stroke to right center field, going to split the outfielders. Played on one hop by Donahoe, but easily into second with a sliding double is Gemma Danko, her second hit of the game. Splitting Munkittrick and Valentino, and Munkittrick with the play. My apologies. Lead off double. First extra base hit for Thomas Jefferson today. And the courtesy runner. Earlier was Peyton Williams. And it looks like it is again.
Right here, Joe.
Zoe DeCastro comes to the plate. Pitch misses low for a ball. Thomas Jefferson, two in the first, one in the third to lead 3-0. Stayed that way. South Fayette scored two in the top of this sixth inning. Ball pop foul. That's out of play, heading down the walkway to the parking area. here at Pleasant Valley. Everybody a little tenser at the moment. DeCastro with a little bit of a walk early, with a walk up to the top of the circle. And now ready, winds and deals. Fastball misses high and away. Two balls and a strike. Cannon McMillan and Mount Lebanon, 6A quarterfinal due up next. Ball popped up foul. This again over the first base dugout and out of play. Peyton Williams, the courtesy runner for catcher Gemma Danko at second base. Nobody out here in the TJ sixth inning. We know South Fayette will need at least one when we go to the seventh. Pitch in the turf. Count goes full, 3-2. Leadoff double for Danko, and now DeCastro has worked it to a full count. Early winds and deals, the 3-2 pitch. That one, guess where it went? Back over the first base dugout and out of play. DeCastro, fly out to center and a fly out to right in her two at-bats. Another 3-2 pitch, hit in the air to center and hit well. Valentino back two steps short of the fence, makes the catch. Tagging and going to third is Williams. Well played by Valentino. Madden Stanek comes to the plate now. Insurance run for the Jags now 60 feet away. One out here in the sixth. Pitch to Stanek down the middle for a called strike. Fly ball dying into left center field. Good job to hustle back Caroline Kelly. The shortstop makes the grab. The ball not deep enough for Williams to try to score. Pop out to short is the second out of the inning. And now G. Mendel coming up. First pitch from early, hit in the air and hit well to left. Looks like DeZicki has room. She does, about five steps short of the fence, able to make the grab and end the inning. A leadoff double, but a runner stranded. We go to the seventh. Thomas Jefferson 3, South Fayette 2, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Go to the top of the seventh inning, the bottom part of the South Fayette batting order to try to get it started. Addy Vieira, the eight hitter, will lead off against Aubrey Schaefer. First pitch is a fastball for a called strike. Trinity has gotten on the board a couple of times against Plum, still batting in the bottom of the third inning. It's now 7-2 Plum in front. One pitch, pop foul and out of play. South Fayette scored twice in the sixth, but need at least one here to extend the game. Ball lifted foul down the first baseline, over into foul territory to make the grab is second baseman Riley Nemchek. Foul pop out, first out of the inning. And you had a good look there to see Nemchek in foul territory, had crossed the line when she made the grab. One out here in the South Fayette seventh inning. Batter Lexi Sipos. Well, check that. Let's see here. Yeah. Batter number there. Looks like the Lions are going to bat here, and it is Brenna Dunn, who was the courtesy runner earlier. Dunn now comes in to pinch hit in the seventh inning. First pitch to Dunn. This is low and away, ball one. One run ball game. South Fayette needs one run before giving up two additional outs here. They have the top of the order waiting on deck. Dunn swings and misses. Aubrey Schaefer has struck out 14 batters. That's of the 19 outs recorded. 14 by strikeout. Dunn takes high and away. Two balls and a strike. And just a note, a couple of foul outs in addition to those 14 Ks plus two bunt pop outs. Swing and a miss. Schaefer brings it up above the waist and Dunn comes up empty. That evens the count at 2-2. Ball popped up. Foul territory. Third base side. This time DeCastro gets stopped before running full speed into the fence. Ball drifts out of play. So the at-bat extended for Dunn. Plum 7-2 lead on Trinity at the end of three innings. Swing and a miss. Dunn down on strikes. That pitch elevated and Dunn chased it. 15 strikeouts now for Schaefer. Two outs in the inning. Juliet DeZicki steps in. Couple of strikeouts and a bunt foul out, or pop up rather. It was a fair ball, but caught by the third baseman. First pitch, low and in, ball one. Up and away, ball two. Schaefer has not had a lot of control issues today, but has indeed walked three batters. But three walks to 15 strikeouts. Swing and a miss. I know Heidi Karcher will take those numbers anytime. Two balls and a strike to count. The one hitter for South Fayette trying to extend the game and the season. 2-1 below the knees, ball three. DeZicki asks for time. She steps out. Schaefer was ready to go. Got held up by home plate umpire Taylor Haught. 3-1. Misses down and away. Ball four. The tying run is aboard with two outs to the two-hitter Liv Benacki. Fourth walk of the game allowed by Schaefer. Benacki with a double, a walk, and a strikeout in her three plate appearances. Swings at the first pitch, probably down out of the zone. Strike one. Oh, one pitch swung on and missed. That pitch tailing back into the batter. No balls and two strikes. Aubrey Schaefer for TJ. Winds and deals. Benacki takes low. And we'll reset and do it all again. Tying run potential at first in Dziki. A ball and two strikes to the two-hitter Benacki. Schaefer deals. Pitch just outside. Get another look at that one. Ew. Pretty good-looking pitch from this angle, but Schaefer indeed misses it. The ball on the batter's box line never got into the river. Count even at 2-2. Schaefer's pitch. Little flare in the infield. Popped up to the third baseman. DeCastro makes the grab to end the inning and the ball game. South Fayette got the potential tying run on base, but the runner stranded at first. Your final score, Thomas Jefferson 3, South Fayette 2. Recap coming your way next here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Well, we mentioned that Trinity had scored twice against Plum, but Plum comes back with back-to-back home runs and gets those two runs back. The Plum Mustangs leading Trinity now 9-2. That's the top of the fourth inning. That winner will play Thomas Jefferson, the Jaguars 3-2 winners against South Fayette here this afternoon. Let's go back and tell you how it happened. Bottom of the first inning, Thomas Jefferson gets a leadoff walk by Riley Nemchek, stole second, went to third on a wild pitch, and after a strikeout, Addie Bracco put down a sacrifice bunt, an errant throw to the plate. Nemchek was scoring anyway, and Bracco ended up at second base on the error. After another strikeout, Gemma Danko with a base hit to score Bracco. Thomas Jefferson led 2-0. Go to the top of the third inning. Nemchek led off with a single, stole second and third. After a pop-out, an error on the throw, stealing third by Nemchek, allowed the errant throw allowed her to score to make it 3-0. Turned out that's all TJ would get. It was just enough because South Fayette in the top of the sixth inning, a leadoff walk after a strikeout. Evie Vano lifted a fly ball to right toward the line. Ball not caught there by Donahoe and dropped for a two-base error. And Caroline Kelly singled on the next pitch to drive in both runs to get South Fayette to within 3-2. The Lions could not score. In fact, got Kelly on at first with only one out. She ended the sixth inning there at third. And then the two-out walk to Dziki in the seventh. And the inning ended, and the game ended with her stranded there. Here are your totals in the ball game. Thomas Jefferson, 3 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, 5 left on. South Fayette, 2 runs, 3 hits, committed 3 errors, and stranded 6. Aubrey Schaefer, the winning pitcher, a complete game 3-hitter, struck out 15, walked 4, and did not allow an earned run. The loss charged to Emma Early. 6 innings, charged with 3 runs, 2 earned, gave up 4 hits in the game, and walked a couple, struck out 7 in the loss. So South Fayette's season ends at 10-9. Thomas Jefferson continues to play, improves to 16-3, and will take on the Plum Trinity winner at the moment, top of the fourth, the 10-seed Plum leading Trinity 9-2. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
And you got to figure a pitcher strikes out 15 in a game and is dominant. She's going to be a player of the game. And indeed, we're going to go with Aubrey Schaefer, who was just dealing. And if not for that fly ball two base error in the sixth, might not have given up a run at all in this ball game. Outstanding performance. Our player of the game, Aubrey Schaefer, thanks to Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS has been brought to you in part by Eber and Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on eberinsurance.com. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J and Washington, moving forward together. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By the Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. WJPA continues through the day as Trinity and Plum playing now at Gateway. Charleroi beat Mount Pleasant baseball. That game just wrapped up. Coming up shortly here at Pleasant Valley, a 6A softball quarterfinal as number 4 Canna McMillan and number 5 Mount Lebanon meet for a third time this year. Thanks to head coaches Heidi Karcher and Olette Stasko, to Justin Piles, Mark Elphinstone, and the crew here at Peters Township. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, Noah Tennant on camera, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. From Pleasant Valley Elementary, your 5A softball opening round final score, Thomas Jefferson 3, South Fayette 2. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.